Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is meeting today in the state capitol for the first time with a new group he formed to address safety concerns after the mass shooting in El Paso. One of the members of the Texas Safety Commission is Democratic State Representative Mary Gonzalez. She tells KUT's Texas Standard that she hopes the group can come up with strong ideas that lawmakers can take action on quickly.
Right now, our country is really divided. And the legislature tried to get some action done on this during session. We don't want to go back and just relive a reality where we are not prepared to actually get something across the finish line.
Joining us now is Ben Philpott. He's senior editor at KUT in Austin. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
So we're hearing, along with state lawmakers, someone from the Texas State Rifle Association is also at today's meeting. Who else is at the table?
Well, we've got the entire El Paso kind of legislative delegation has been invited. Also, lots of different state agencies that, kind of focus more on gangs or the terrorism or public safety side of stuff. And then some social media providers.
That's a large group of folks. What are the topics that they're addressing and what are they hoping to get to today?
Well, this is one of a handful of meetings that they're going to have. I believe the next one is going to be in El Paso. And again, from looking at who is invited, it appears that there is going to be a lot of focus. And also from the governor's previous statements, it appears that there's going to be a lot of focus on the idea of better monitoring, better information about groups that that might try an attack like happened in El Paso with, racist intent. So that is looking at gangs, looking at white supremacy groups within Texas.
This kind of meeting has happened before. There was a shooting at a church in Sutherland Springs and another one at a high school. It, as you mentioned, they're going to be taking on gun control, issues of racism. It's a tall order to tackle these kind of big issues. How different do you think today's efforts are than in the past, if at all?
Well, I mean, the school shooting and the church shooting tended to focus when they had their group come together. That the solutions from there focused on things like mental health, increasing money for mental health, and hardening schools. In other words, making them just simply harder to get into if you are a shooter. And then those things went through the legislative process, which happened just a few months later, and we got the money for mental health, and there was some money for hardening of schools. You know, this one, the next legislative session isn't until 2021. So any solutions here outside of things like maybe better monitoring of hate groups within the state, you know, that's something that doesn't need legislative action, but other things would.
Right. And I hear that there have been talks about potentially a special session. Is that still something that's on the table before 2021?
I think the last time the governor talked about this, it was no, that was not something he was interested in doing. But unfortunately, if there were another incident like this one, then that could change things.
I know that people are still hurting there. I can imagine there's a fine line between politicizing this tragedy and tending to the victims of the shooting. So we'll be following this along with you over the next few days and weeks. Thank you so much. Ben Philpott is senior editor at KUT in Austin. The next meeting is scheduled for next week in El Paso. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.